back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of it. Let's get through it. Monday night football. Jay Foreman. This is going to be fun, right? This is going to be. I have to confess. Yesterday was the first day that I did not watch any NFL football in 50 years, 55 years.
Are you?
I did not watch Washington
Dallas.
You
ain't get up in the morning and watch Kirk Cousins?
No. No, that wasn't.
Justin Jefferson for the first three quarters of a football game.
No, that wasn't going to happen. I'm trying to understand.
I think the Vikings are 3-1.
Yep, I think the Rams will end up being 3-1. I think Jimmy G and the 49ers, they just need another week to kind of try to figure out what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a competitive game. I think the 49ers got some payback on their mind because of. You know, last year. But, you know, the Rams, they're good on defense, but there's a lot of lapses, like with their coverage, which you got like the best cornerback in the league. It's weird. He gets beat deep a lot, right? And then offensively, I think Whitworth being gone hurts them. I mean, I still think he could play. Their offensive line isn't as good as obviously last year, and Akers not really. I don't think he's confident yet. I think he came out of it a little bit last week, and Matthew Stafford got hot down the stretch. But Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's biggest problem right now, he's trying to overfeed Cooper Kupp. You just paid a whole bunch of money for Robinson. You actually need to do the reverse. Still feed Cooper Kupp. I mean, because he's always going to be open. Work Robinson in more, because then down the stretch, Cooper Kupp is going to be the guy that's going to be your drive extender, because he can get open in short areas, and then Robinson will be more your boomer bust over the top.
Three games so far, Stafford 74 for 102. Cooper Kupp with 28 catches, 280 yards, 3 TDs. Stafford with 40 TDs total. Like, this is a chance to get right. This is a get right night. Look, he's throwing at high percentage, but they're not putting all the points on the board they should be.
Right, because those are the catches that Cooper Kupp had. The targets are huge.
Yeah.
And you know, from receivers and you know, tight ends, and the Rams are huge in the screen game. You know, if Cooper Kupp is not only getting like his catches, but then his targets are up, say like two or three a game, that's two or three opportunities away from everybody else.
I think it's an interesting opportunity for all this. What was the big takeaway from the NFL yesterday?
Well, it was a great week. The Dolphins lost and the Bills came back and won.
I kind of thought that's where you were going with that.
The Bills are a tough, resilient team. I don't know whether it was the weather or ate too many Maryland Blue Crabs. If they came in the night before, they looked sluggish. You know, I think it's
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You know, teams just don't look sharp yet. Green Bay looks like everything is hard. Everything is hard. And it seems
they
like –
they weren't fun to watch yesterday.
No, they haven't been all year. But I think once the tight end gets healthy, they don't have a number one receiver. And I think Devontae Adams was the
– Romeo Dobbs, maybe.
Yeah, he's not Devontae Adams. Randall
Cobb still balling.
Yeah. He plays like three plays a game.
Jay, did you play against Randall Cobb?
Right. I think he got drafted the year I hung him up. But, little snake eyes and stuff. Yeah. But I think the Green Bay's defense is good. I was surprised. The game that was most surprised was the Detroit game. Like they were in a scoring fest. Like, what is this?
Geno Smith was balling.
Right. That's a game Detroit is kicking himself.
Boy, those are words we haven't said in about 10 years.
Yeah. But the game that I was on AD or with AD and Raph, the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cougar Steeler as far as Wilson or that's what I'm calling the BYU Cougar Steeler.
Yeah.
The Steelers are in trouble. And
play that dude. Play that young man.
But here's why the Steelers, he's not ready. But
Pickett? He played a little bit.
He's not ready. But here's the thing. The fans and everybody want to pick it so quickly. Mm. Now you're getting what you got. And if Watt was on defense, you can do it. Because with Watt on defense, that makes that superior defensive backs and their fast linebackers outstanding. Well, he's not there. That changes the whole dynamic of the team.
They miss him.
And the offensive line isn't as good as even it was last year. So then Najee Harris is – now everybody can focus on him. So especially if you bring in a rookie quarterback, I'm not really worried about your passing game because you're not going to be able to stretch the field. Now I'm focusing on 22, and they have a pretty good tight end. I'm focusing on them too. They're going to mess around and score like 15 points a game. They're going to get that David Carr treatment that first year I was in Houston. Boy, if you gave up 17 points or over 14 points, the game was over.
Like it was over at the kickoff.
Right.
You understand it. Jay Foreman, thank you very much. Nathan Brennan, kind sir, well done. Greatly appreciate it. We're waiting to hear from the guys from What's the Word. If not, we're going to hang out. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock tonight. We got four shows. Hang out with us here on 93.7 The Ticket.